The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari, a podcast all about getting real and open on everything from sex, relationships, reality TV, wellness, family, and so much more. And just a fair warning, there will probably be some oversharing. 'Cause I got all the power, yep. Welcome into Let's Be Honest. I'm your host, Kristen Cavallari, and we have Justin Anderson back.
Woo-hoo, hey.
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
I hope you guys really liked the Montana Boys last week. That was fun. Good timing on that, too, because actually, Justin just met Montana. So I know I called Montana his real name last week, but that was an interview.
People episode. Love to point that out.
I know. So even my kids asked me why I call him Montana on the podcast. When I'll say it again.
I think it's cute because that's your podcast thing.
Yeah, because I've never referred to anyone as their real name. And so I want to keep in spirit with the podcast. I mean, and last week was different because it was an interview episode. I treated that like an interview episode because it was. But now when I'm talking about other people, I'm going to go back to referring to him as Montana.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Justin and Scoot just met Montana for the first time.
We did. We went to the Preds game. It's so funny because me, you, and Scoot do so much together.
Yeah.
Like we travel together. We're like a little family, like the three of us, whatever. And it was funny, like Scoot was nervous. Like
aww.
Before we were getting ready and we were going to the Predators hockey game, Scoot was like, I'm really nervous for some reason. I'm like, what are you? Because Scoot never says he's nervous. I'm like, about what? And he's like, well, what if we just don't like him?
Yeah.
He's like, because we can tell that Kristen like really, really likes this guy. Anyways, long story short, we went.
Wait, but really quickly, for years, we've been saying we're like, whoever the fourth is, like, they better be fucking awesome. Because
I mean, it's a big deal because I would say we are very close, the three of us,
yeah.
And we travel really well together. Like, it's so easy. Like, it was even like, Kristen, do you need a boyfriend?
I know. Literally with traveling, I'm like, I don't know. Bringing someone else into the mix is going to really change things.
It is. And I mean, anyone can relate to that. Like when you have a little core group of friends or whatever, bringing in a new person is scary. It's hard. So we have been nervous about it for a while. And then we met Mark the other day.
So I want to know, and that's it.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. So I want to know. Okay, so well, here, I'll tell you. Okay, we'll get to that point. So what happened was, so I've got Preds tickets, which we've told you guys about many times. And so the four of us went. Mark came to my house first. We hung out with my kids for a while. He came over at like 3. So my kids came home from school. We all hung out. And then we met you guys at the Preds game. So we met at like an hour before the game to eat. They have this lounge called the Lexus Lounge, which is like this bar and there's food and you can go and hang out. So we met down there. I was nervous too. I think I texted you earlier in the day and I was like, I'm nervous just because obviously you want your friends, your best friend to like the guy that you're with.
Were you actually nervous?
Like, I was a little nervous. Yeah, because Mark has met my kids obviously and my mom and he's met a lot of the girls that work for me, but I haven't started really introducing him to my friends necessarily.
Right.
So you're like, you know, and obviously your opinion is very important. So yeah, I was a little nervous.
Okay, so we were there earlier than you. So we're waiting there, whatever. And he comes up. I'm not trying to build this up like it's such a big deal. Cause like I was excited. I mean, I thought it was so weird that I hadn't met him yet. And obviously, like I know so much about him because you and I talk like crazy people with each other. So when he came up, I felt like I knew him right away. I immediately like gave him like a big hug or whatever. I feel like I've known you forever. And he was like, same thing. Here's the thing though. And like, I'm just going to be shallow for a second.
Yeah.
The most gorgeous person I've ever seen in my life. Scoot's unbelievably attractive. You know, So I'm not saying like whatever, but he's ridiculous.
It's insane. He's hotter in person, you guys, which I don't even know how that's possible. Everything is perfect on him. Everything. It's like he was sculpted. Like he's chiseled. Like every little feature on him is perfect.
It doesn't look real. It looks like a cartoon. When we were sitting there talking, I was like looking at him like, it looks like his face is like painted.
It's
like
insane.
He's really beautiful. And it's the kind of beautiful that like, you have to tell someone like, you know what we're doing right now is so freaking shallow. I really know that. Like, not everything is about
looks.
We're
going to get to like.
But when I was sitting there, when we first started talking to him, I'm like, you are so good looking. And I hate doing that with really good looking people because they don't want to hear it all the time. But it's like, you kind of have to say it when they're
you
that
gotta
good
You've got to acknowledge
looking.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah. Like when your mind is thinking about, like, I think about like, the first time I met a couple celebrities in my career, like I was so excited for two women in particular, Jennifer Aniston and Kim Basinger. Because when I was a kid, Kim Basinger was the hottest woman in the world. When I first did her hair, I was like stuttering and I was like nervous and I had to tell her like, blah, blah, whatever. But it feels like the same thing.
Yeah.
Like Mark, I was like, you're so hot. Like,
you guys, like, he wakes up and I'm like, how do you look like that when you just woke up? Like, his little mullet is like a little messy. And I'm just like, it's insane.
Not only is he like beautiful, but the biggest standout to me is there's like such a sweetness to him. Like, yeah. He has like this like twinkle in his eye. Like, his little smile is like a really thoughtful smile. Like, yeah. Cause there's hot people who you talk to him for 3 minutes and you're like, oh my God, they're like a fucking douche. And yeah. Like, or like you can tell they're kind of like,
like, they know they're super hot. Like, I don't think Mark realizes how hot he is.
No, like, that's the thing. Like, his little, like, grin and the way his eyes twinkle. Yeah. And, like, he's just a really, really great guy. And I'm not kidding. I mean, the four of us were, like, crazy that night, by the way. Like, we never left that table. We went to, like, the last 10 minutes of the game.
No, literally, we're like, should we go watch the game for a few minutes? Probably.
We sat down there for so long, but it really felt like immediately it was just, like, the four of us. And him and Scoot are a really good combination.
Well, I've told you, Mark reminds me a lot of Scoot. I mean, obviously the age, they're both younger, they're both gorgeous. But like, they both have this incredibly calming energy where you just like, it's like a very grounding, stabilizing feeling that I love so much. And I've said that to you. I'm like, Mark literally is Scoot. It's crazy.
And I'm smiling because it's like, in my own head, I've always thought that like that would be so good for you.
You've said it for years.
Like, I've said it for
you. Also said someone younger. I was like, there's no fucking way at I would all. Ever.
Yeah. And I had nothing to do with this. No. I'm so afraid that like your followers are gonna be like, Justin made this happen. I had nothing to do with this. And by the way, I have nothing to like, I can never steer you in any direction.
No, Justin has literally tried to be like, I think you should like give this guy another chance. I'm like, literally,
and
fuck off.
She'll never listen. I have no say. So it's so interesting to me, like, as your best friend, to kind of just see this happen. I was like, I seriously always saw something like this happening. So meeting him, it felt so comfortable and natural. Like,
yeah, it was just easy right away.
Yeah. And Scoot and him, they really do have very similar energies and like a look and like a feel to them. Mm-hmm. Like, immediately their conversations really, I mean, the fact that they're both like, they both knew it. They grew up with Amish people. Both
of them. Yeah, I forgot about that conversation.
I mean, anyone listening, you should try to date a guy who's grew up around the Amish because they're really
guys.
Great people come from it. But they both kind of grew up in like small towns or whatever. And there's like a calmness and a sweetness, obviously
like
an innocentness.
An innocence. But they also just like appreciate the right things in life. You know what I mean? They're just like good guys. Good guys.
Yeah.
And I want to say really quickly, because we were just having this conversation where I think I actually called him Mark a minute ago. If I met Montana 2 years ago, I never would have given him a chance. In fact, there was another like 26-year-old football player at the time. Remember this? Who asked me out. And I was like, there's no way. Like, you're gorgeous. But I was like, but you're way too young for me. So I think it's just interesting. I really am a big believer in timing is everything, because it took me having to date a lot of these like high status, like guys with a lot of money. All of that. But also, I feel like I went on dates with all different types of guys in the last few years. Like, I really experienced every type of guy. I tried to give everyone an opportunity, or you know what I mean? And
everyone gets a ride.
Everyone got a ride.
Actually, not at all. It was
like literally not at all. But so because of that, and because I kept running up against walls being like, I don't like any of these guys. I think I finally, when Montana came into my life, was at a place where I was like, fuck it. Like, I'll just see where this goes. And even when I first met him, we've talked about this, I really thought like maybe he would just be like a fun flirt. Like, maybe we would hook up kind of a thing. But then, and you said this with Scoot too, like when you do meet them, you're like, whoa, wait, there's like something real here.
And that's something to be said about when people always say like, I want this, and this, or this is my type or whatever. And I've heard women, like, especially like doing hair in my chair, saying those things, like women who are like single in LA, because LA is so hard for certain people to date or whatever. And I have these women in my chair complaining, and they're like, I want this, and this. I'm like, God, like, well,
good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that, first of all. But I feel like we really don't know who we're going to connect with. And sometimes it's the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. I do know for Scoot, you know, I've said this before, my ex right before Scoot was 15 years older than me. And then Scoot's way younger than me. So I went the totally different, and I never thought that it would happen. I was like, oh, well, I'll just hook up with him. He's so hot. Like, we're going to go out like for a hot date. Because I was so over dating at that point. I had been single.
Oh my God, which is where I was too. When I met Mark, I was like, I'm done dating.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. And you get to that place where you're like, I hate whatever. And then Scoot and I got matched up or whatever. And I was like, I'll just have fun with this. Like, I'll go with like a hot young guy. Like, maybe we'll have like hot sex, like whatever. And I sat down with him, and I'm not kidding, not to be cheesy, but like within minutes, I was like, I'm in love with this guy. Like, it was a feeling that I had never felt before. It was just like a calmness. I'm a crazy person. You are in your own sense. Mm-hmm. You know, we're big personalities. We get excited about everything. So sometimes we think that we're attracted to people who have similar vibes, you know, or who have big personalities. And Scoot was the first person, even like, I didn't have any friends that were as calm as Scoot.
Oh, yeah. You know? Montana is easily the calmest person in my life.
Yeah, he has the same exact type of energy. Yeah. And I just remember that feeling when I sat with Scoot and I was like, I've never felt something like this. And then it just kept going and kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's like, it does just keep getting better and better. And like, every time I hang out with him, it's like him more and more. And that's, I mean, obviously with everyone I've dated in the last few years, it was like, I would hang out with someone for a weekend. I'd be so excited. And then I'd hang out with them again. I'd be like, ugh, I hate them.
That was really
I never liked anyone for more than 2 weeks.
I was just always waiting for like the text that was just like, I can't fucking stand him.
Dree's driving
me
crazy.
And I'm like, Kristen, give another chance. Or like, what about
I'm
this?
I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'm done.
But the other thing is like, you shouldn't have to like question so much so early, you know,
or
like things that bother you. You shouldn't try to like put them aside because you think that you whatever. I think that it can be easy.
By the way, I do too now. And I never was in that camp of like a relationship could be easy. But I think when you find the right person, it 100% should be and can be. I love talking to you guys about Nutrafol. You know, mothers dedicate themselves to the well-being of their families, often putting their own needs on the back burner. With endless responsibilities, it's crucial for mothers to prioritize self-care, even in the simplest ways. Supporting their hair health can be a simple yet meaningful step towards feeling their best and becoming their healthiest selves. Just as they care for others, gifting Nutrafol this Mother's Day will serve as a gesture of appreciation and encouragement for the special mother in your life to also prioritize her own wellness journey. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root cause of hair thinning is different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. So this Mother's Day, share the gift of growth with a special woman in your life. Whether it's your mother, aunt, or friend, Nutrafol is a unique and thoughtful gift with lasting impact. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HONEST. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code HONEST. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code HONEST. Okay, here's a brand that I've loved for years and years. My little fashionistas, it's Revolve. We all know it. We all love it. There's just something about them. They're my go-to destination for style because they have all my favorite brands, but I also love their curated list that they have. So festival season is upon us. They've got a whole list for that. You want date night clothes? They've got a list for that. They just make it really easy, really accessible, really shoppable. You can always find what you need no matter what stage of your life you're in. I'm going to Stagecoach, which I'm very excited about. So I was definitely just browsing their festival and concert link, and they've got really good stuff. I also love that it's not just clothes. They have accessories, they have shoes, they have makeup and other products, you know, jewelry. They've got all of your needs in one place, which I love. They have 500 brands spanning high-end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods. They consistently offer the latest and most sought-after trends in fashion. They are authentic, high-quality products. They have new arrivals daily, so you can always go back and check. They have inclusive sizing options, personalized product recommendations, those curated edits that I was talking about in collections that help you find styles that suit your specific preferences and needs. And guys, they've got amazing customer service. They have fast and free shipping and returns. We love it. So guys, from last-minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and hassle-free returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/honest today to shop my top picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the festival edit, which I was just talking about, while you're there. It just dropped and it is so good. That's REVOLVE.com/HONEST. You know what's interesting too? Okay, so I, like in December, we talked about it. I was like, I'm done dating. I think I had gone on a couple, like we were in LA and then New York, and I went on a date in LA, which I actually didn't even know was a date, but a date in LA. Apparently it was. And then a date in New York. And I was like, I'm literally done. I can't do it anymore. I had gone on a bunch in the fall, as you guys know. But in the same time, while I did take off a couple months of dating, I also, I'm like a big believer in manifesting, but I had read that you have to like make space for someone new to come in. So, you know, you can pin people on your phone, right? So I had, I've always had an equal number of people pinned, which has been 9 people. And I decided to take someone out of my pinned people.
Really?
So I had an empty space. I had one empty space for a pinned person and I cleared a drawer in my closet. And then literally he came into my life.
You're a cuckoo bird. Isn't that? You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. Because I don't have an assistant anymore. My assistant used to be pinned. She moved. So I took her off.
But did you think about that when you pulled the pin
off?
Yes.
I said, I'm not going to put someone else in there because I want to save it for a minute.
I actually think that's genius.
And now it's, you know, Montana. Isn't that wild? So I am now like, oh, that shit works.
Well, you're the queen of that stuff.
I mean,
you really are the queen of like putting that energy out there. I mean, I've seen you do so many things that
I've manifested some crazy shit for us.
Crazy. Yeah. No, but you are the queen of like setting that stuff out. I mean, I think that's so interesting about setting the space though for it.
Making space. That makes sense to me. That,
wow.
Especially like the pinned phone. Cause like you look at that every day and I always noticed this empty spot for it. And I'm so like particular, a little OCD, maybe where like everything has to be perfect. So that was like a big thing to see every time I opened up my phone and now it's full. So another thing I want to mention too, and then we can go back to the story of like actually hanging out with Montana. But so again, in the fall in December, I dated someone. He was an actor. Which we'll call him, I don't even fucking know. What can we call him? Gay boy?
No, you can't say that. Wolverine.
Wolverine. Okay, we'll call him, that's a good one, Wolverine. And I had actually met him years and years ago. You liked him, like you were a fan of his. Yeah, loved. And
On paper.
So he came to Nashville once or twice.
I went out with him once. You went out with him twice.
Maybe it was another like 2-day stint with this guy. Yeah, it must have been. Okay, so he came to Nashville and, well, actually, let me back up. We had been talking for probably a week or a couple weeks before he came. And that was all great. But he would send me these pictures. It was like everything was great. But then he would send me photos and the faces he was making and just it was the weirdest thing. Like baby face. Like, you know what it was? It was very needy. It gave me the vibe of like, tell me you love me. Like, love me, love me. Like, mommy issue type shit, you guys.
One was also a little girly. I mean, I'll be honest.
A little girly, or you say girly, I say a little gay.
Yeah, it felt a little bit gay. I mean, I don't want to push a label onto anyone, but it was definitely gay. I mean,
it was off, man.
Yeah, it definitely was. The weird thing about him, though, was in person, I thought he was fabulous.
So that
did
was
you?
Yes,
right?
I liked him in person. So that was the weird thing. Literally in person, I was also like, he's great. Like, we had a couple really great dates. He and I went to dinner and then we all hung out. So we went to a Preds game too, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh my God. Ew, that's like our thing. Sick.
Wait, do you want to know something? There's a restaurant in Nashville. I'll just put it on blast. Husk. Where I take all my dates. I've taken all my dates. I've been on like 4 dates. No, 5. I'm like, hey, I'm back.
They all know you for
that.
They
probably think I'm fucking crazy. There was a low while where I would wear the same dress on a lot of dates. This like little.
Did you really?
Yeah, I would. This like, or I had a couple that I would go between, but I would wear the same dress and I would go at all the same restaurants.
Oh, wow. Multiple in a night?
Yeah.
At a 6 p.m. dinner and a 9 p.m. dinner. You're just rolling them out.
Wait, people do that though. Like meet for a drink and then a dinner, a double header. I'm like, how do you do that?
Yeah. Well, it gives you a good out.
Yeah.
I think there always should be like an out when you're going on a date that you're not sure how it's going to be. But
agree.
Then like what happens when you...
When you actually like the person.
Yeah, when you really have fun.
You got to cancel
Which I kind of would always do on all of my dates. Even if I knew it wasn't going anywhere. Yeah. I'm like, if I'm out, I'm dressed up, I'm drinking. Like it's going to...
You're going to have fun.
I couldn't imagine being like, I got a 7:30. I got to check out.
No, I know. Because we can have fun in any situation. Okay. But my point point is. My point is, so he was here and we had a good time and then he left and we were going to see each other again. But then he started sending me these photos again. And I was like, I am so turned off. Like, I can't unsee these photos, right? And like everything in my body, like I'm good at listening to my gut. My whole body is like telling me like, end it, end it, end it. And you didn't want me to end it. And you really pushed me to keep going out with this guy. And here's what I think about. Had I been in a place of like being really unhappy, being alone, or like ignoring my gut and just like trying to make something work, I never would have met Montana because that was, you know, a couple months, like 2 months before. And so I just think it's really important to be in a place of where you have to learn how to trust your body, like specifically your gut, but also you can't be so like, I don't want to say desperate, but just like in a place of lack where you're going to put up with things because then you could miss what's actually meant for you. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely. I mean, I know what you're saying. You know, I think it's such a bummer when people go into dating situations where they feel any sort of like desperation, like, oh, I'm so sick of being alone. Or like, I've been going on so many bad dates that I kind of want to force this one, even though you know that it doesn't feel right. But that's something that a lot of people do. I think it also comes with age. That's why I always get nervous when people like get married really young. I mean, you did 24.
I did. Well, I'm divorced.
But like,
so.
I feel like a lot of times, like in your 30s, like you really know more what you're looking for, especially a woman. I really feel like it's like, you just, you pay attention to the red flags and you don't waste your time with that stuff. But
well, that's the thing. It's like, if there is one thing that you're like, I don't know,
because, it's going to get worse.
Because by the way, those photos are, I can guarantee a little picture into a much bigger issue of like the mommy issue shit. Like, how much attention do you
need? Okay, well, that's what we kind of needed to get to because you were telling that story and I know where you're going with it. But I think for everybody listening, it really bothered you like a lot.
It really bothered me.
So you were sending me the photos or you were showing to me on the phone and you were like, and I know as someone so close to you, like that would never work for you. It definitely was needy. Even for me as a gay man, if someone was sending me those photos, I'd be like, can we stop?
Or and how about this too? He says, he like sent me a horrible photo and I was like, oh, and then he said something, about like, couldn't wait to kiss me or something. And I didn't acknowledge it. And then I like kept the conversation going. He was like, oh, you're not even going to say if you want to kiss me or not. And I was like, oh, I'm not playing this game.
Well,
I don't
I don't. I hate that picture. Did you see what you sent? Also, do those people not have good friends? Like, I'd be like, if I showed one of my friends those, they'd be like, Justin, stop doing that. You can't do a kissy face to a grown woman.
But it was like crying faces. He'd be like in the gym, like being like, or when Montana sends me a picture, I'm like, holy shit, that's the hottest guy I've ever seen. Like, I need that. I need to be like, as opposed to like, oh my God, I'd never send me a photo ever again.
Well, you don't like that needy thing. I mean, that would never work for you.
No.
Some girls might think those photos are adorable.
Oh, God.
Could they?
I don't know. Because to me, it was a red flag and like there's bigger issues going on here. But I think that's the point of this is like if there is something that is not sitting well with you, you can't ignore that. You have to acknowledge it and be okay being alone where you're just like, I'm not going to force this. I'm not going to make it work because someone better is coming.
I think people are going to roll their eyes at you saying that. I get what you're saying, but I think that people... I think also what you're really trying to say is like, you can't, because you're so good at this. I watch you, like, you're really good at feeling your gut and you're like, no, okay, not doing that or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't. No, I'm not putting you down.
No, I know what
you're saying. But I think like sometimes in like people don't even realize that. Like some people just put up with shit when they're dating. And if things bother you in the first couple weeks of dating somebody, they're really going to bother you 3 months in.
Yeah.
You know? And I think a lot of us, like, I think about the shit that I put up with in my 20s. Like I date someone, like, I can't stand this stuff about them. And like, it's not going to go away. It's not going to get better. There are things you can work on, like communication things. Of course, you're going to butt heads on certain things. You see how the person reacts to you calling them out about things. But I'm talking like personality things that are very different from what you're looking
like
for.
Those icks and stuff. Yeah.
Those icks are a real thing. I mean, that's such like a TikTok thing. Everyone's like, what's an ick? Like, let's name all the icks.
Sending me gay photos is an ick. I also think in the beginning of a relationship, I don't think you really learn how someone is until you have those tough conversations. And that's when you can know, like, can we get through hard times together? Like, what's their communication style? Like, do they get nasty and get defensive and like want to attack me? Or like, can they hear my side? Are they empathetic? Like,
You think about that stuff in your 20s? Do you think that's important? Me either. And I also got...
Which, God damn it, if I did, man.
It would have been so...
Things would have been different.
Yeah, but you can't change the past.
No, I wouldn't.
But the thing is, could you admit to this? I kind of got turned on by drama in my 20s. Like, I thought it was fun. Like, I thought that meant I was in a serious relationship.
You want to know why? Because it was both what we were used to from our family dynamics.
100%. Boom, girl.
Toxic shit here. Yeah. We got to work through that. Oh my God,
it's so true.
I'll tell you what, though, Montana. I'm like, thank fucking God, man. I've done the work and now it's paying off. I finally have a good guy in my life.
Such a good guy. And I was saying to you, you know, whatever ends up happening in this situation, I don't want to predict anything, but with Montana.
You're all but I think.
Yeah, but I think. I really do. I don't want to say it right now. But with somebody like Montana, I think you specifically, and I've already told you this, I think he's going to change your life forever in the sense of like the way a guy like that can make you feel and feel calm and you feel that different kind of energy. Like we were talking about this before. I think that you and I are so used to thinking we're attracted to like big personalities or we need to be around that kind of stuff. And I know for me, like when I met Scoot and all of a sudden I was around someone who was like calm and they like, I don't know, it changed my life. I could never date the whack jobs that I dated before Scoot ever again.
I know.
You know, it like changes something in you where you're like, oh, relationships can be easy and it can be calm and I can still be myself. And this person will let me be myself. That was the biggest thing that I noticed about Montana the other night is I was really paying attention to how he reacted to you, you know, because people come up to you when we're out, you and I are really loud and we get into like kind of crazy conversations or whatever. And I've seen in the past, like people that you've been on a date with or a guy that likes you will kind of look at us like, what the hell are they talking about? Or like kind of like check out, or he would try to match that energy, other guys or whatever.
Yes.
Mark was so calm and he kind of like giggled at everything. And that was the thing that Scoot called out in the car after. When we got in the car after, of course, Scoot and I were like two little gays. Like, oh, what'd you think or whatever.
Two little gays.
And Scoot is so good. I love hearing how Scoot thinks about people because he pays really close attention. And Scoot's such a person like energy and he's really thoughtful with his words. So when we got
also always right about people.
He's
always
if
right.
If Scoot doesn't like somebody, you have to run. Yeah. You have to run. Like that is a real thing. Like Scoot is all about feeling the mood out. But when we got in the car, Scoot immediately was like, Justin, like that makes so much sense to me. He was like, did you see how much like he like understands Kristen? Like the biggest thing that he said that I thought was so interesting. He's like, he didn't try to suck the air out of the room. And I think that every time we've been around you with a guy, it's like the guy tries to be a bigger personality than you or like try to match
compete with me.
Yeah, it's a competition thing. And it doesn't feel authentic because if they really were that personality, it would feel natural or whatever. But Mark was so confident and just like calm.
Yeah.
And also, we are all so close. And then Scoot, the three of us or whatever, he could have kind of felt left out or whatever. He was so just like in the mix and like really secure with who he was. And he's fucking younger. So say what you want about younger people. It doesn't matter with the age. It's a confidence and like how comfortable they are in their own skin. Also how they're raised,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I've totally let go of the age thing because it literally is just a number. He is way more mature, way more like he's got that real confidence where like, I'm not kidding. Every man in their 40s that I've dated, it's all fake confidence. We've kind of talked about this on a podcast before, so I won't go into it again. But like age is literally just a number. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we've talked about this. I know we've talked about this. I can't remember if we talked about it on the podcast or not, but I almost wonder if this generation now, like these kids coming up, because of social media and because of how like dating culture is such a real thing right now. So I'm wondering if they are ahead of the time because they have access to this information that like we didn't have in our early 20s.
I totally believe that's a real thing. I think millennials, I'm technically still a millennial and you're definitely a millennial, right? We are totally different than the generation below us because they talk about their feelings.
Yeah.
Guys are way more comfortable. Like they're still masculine. Everyone's like, where are the masculine men? People are still very much masculine or whatever. But masculine men are comfortable talking about feelings. They're not weirded out by things. They know to treat a woman with respect, you know, because they've heard all of these stories that have happened. And I'm like the worst person at talking about that kind of stuff, like being right with that kind of stuff.
Let me tell you about masculine men.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you.
But I really think there is something about younger guys.
Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. Yeah, you probably can't think of one unless you already own one from Honeylove. Today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift.
Plus, they're made with fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. You'll immediately feel and see the difference. It's so next level comfortable, you'll forget you're even wearing it. It's time to spring clean your bra drawer. For a limited time only, you can get Honey Love on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with my exclusive link. That's honeylove.com/honest. Support my show and check them out at honeylove.com/honest. I got a few of these bras, and guys, I am telling you, usually when I come home, you know, after being at the office or whatever I'm doing, my bra is the first thing I want to rip off. And I've actually been keeping these on and wearing them when I make dinner, which is unheard of for me. So they are very, very comfortable, which we love. Honey Love has you covered for the everyday look, from workouts, weddings, and more. Honeys, you need this in your life. You've earned it. Trust me. So treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/honest. Use my exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/honest. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support my show and tell them that I sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it. Dog lovers, listen up. I always love talking to you guys about the Farmer's Dog because I love them so much. Whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog can help to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all life stages because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's just real food. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed. They can use much lower quality ingredients than they claim to, which just drives me bonkers, and are extremely difficult to portion accurately. And their food comes with their name on it. So if you do have kids like I do, I know my daughter, Sailor, loves to be the one to feed the dogs because it just makes it fun and exciting for them. So it doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together. So guys, you can get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/honest. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/honest. Go to thefarmersdog.com/honest to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. Let's talk about ZipRecruiter. I am such an impulsive person and I'm someone who just has to have whatever I want right now. For example, I decided to go to Stagecoach. So boom, I decided to get tickets that second because those things go quickly and you can't wait. Can't sleep on these things. Because when you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. I am a planner. I'm an organizer. So I am booking shit months and months out. It's like if you're hiring for your business, you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it free at ziprecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. As a business owner, I mean, this is just music to my ears. There is nothing better than getting really qualified people as fast as you possibly can. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day, okay? Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/honest. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/honest. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Okay, well, I've got a cute story for you about Montana. So we did go out on Broadway, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Which I'm probably going to be going to Broadway a little bit more than I used to in the past.
You just went the other night after the Preds game.
Let's finish our story about the Preds. So we all were hanging out. The Preds game was great. And then you and Scoot went home and Montana and I hit Broadway.
Which is Literally just so you.
Like, but by the way, like, well, because by the way, I had a babysitter, which is far and few between now. And the
well, that's what I was telling you. Yeah. I was like, you go out, you have a babysitter, yeah. like go have a good night or whatever. I'm like, I can't go to Broadway.
I know. Well,
I can't stand in a line and be like, no, can you get four in?
Well, we did.
We got a 20 for you. I could never do that. Ew.
When have we ever done that?
Never. But that's what I think Broadway is now. Every time I see Broadway, it's just packed, there's lines everywhere.
I know.
It gives me the worst anxiety.
Well, I won't go unless I know I can get in right away. Sorry, won't.
Okay,
I've got contacts for the future, don't worry. But it was like a random Tuesday night, so Broadway wasn't packed. But also because it was just Montana and I, we went into like some of the smaller little bars. Like we weren't like going to Jason Aldean's like at a table. Like it was more just like us just getting a drink together or a few drinks. But I had a babysitter and the game ended at 9:30. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go get a drink. I'm having fun. Also, you know, like in the beginning stages of a relationship, like it's fun.
You
drink a little more than you usually do. And by the way, I don't know how the fuck I do this, but so we ended up going out really late, really late. And I live 40 minutes from downtown, so then I had to drive home. I didn't go to bed probably till like 2:45, woke up at 6 a.m., made my fucking kids breakfast, packed their goddamn lunches and took them to school.
You're
I was like,
supermom,
how am I alive and awake right now? But I did it. But anyways.
You got driven home. You didn't drive home.
I never drink and drive. Thank you very much. I got driven. So another time when Montana and I were out on Broadway, we went with like his crew of people. I was wearing heels because, you know, it's what I do. And I know better when I go on Broadway. But you're standing around typically the whole night. By the end of the night, my feet hurt so fucking bad. We're like, I literally couldn't walk. And he was like, take my shoes. I was like, I'm not going to take your shoes. I was like, what are you talking about? He literally took his shoes off, though. And he was walking around Broadway in socks so that I could wear his shoes so my feet didn't hurt. Isn't that cute?
That's the cutest thing ever. But you know what? My favorite thing about that is like, you have a shoe thing. Can you tell that story?
Yeah,
why is this a thing like with your feet hurting? Do you have bunions?
No. No, this story. Oh my God, you guys.
This is one of my favorite stories. It's probably
a good story. Talk about fucking toxic. Okay, so in my early 20s, God, I was
I don't know why I always think about this story.
I was actually probably 19. I was 19 or 20. Okay, so I had been dating this hockey player at the time. And oh God, I wish I could say who it was.
He just was dating somebody else famous. Like
he was married to someone else and got a divorce and there was violence involved, which that will check out after I tell you guys this story. So he was staying at a hotel at the Four Seasons in LA and we had gone out all night and I had jeans tucked into boots, you know, it's like when I was very trendy. And so we go back to his hotel and we're making out and I laid down on the bed and I like stuck my foot out my slippers, and I was like, can you pull my boot off? He fucking snapped on me and goes, what the fuck do you think this is, a power trip? Take off your own fucking boots. And I was like, what?
I get shocked every time you tell this story.
Like, what the fuck?
No, that's like deep issues. Like, what happened to you?
No, he 100% is abusive. And thank God.
But what does that trigger in someone? Does he think that you're bossing him around?
I think it's like a power thing. But like, you guys, when I tell you, but I was like so scared in the moment that I honestly didn't say much. I think I just, and I didn't want to be like, fuck you, I'm out of here. Cause like that, I think then he probably would have actually like done something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to be really careful in those situations. So I just instead wanted to just be like, okay. But obviously I never hung out with him ever again. But those are things where it's like, whoa.
The fact that he thought that he could act like that with you, though, because you've always had that personality. But yeah. I guess like
I'll beat you up. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
No, but really. Like,
I don't know what I would do in that situation, quite honestly. But yeah, what the fuck?
Wait, that story went dark. It seemed more funny when I was thinking about it, but it was like.
No, it was pretty dark. Well, you want to talk about that? Okay.
I just, every time you say it, it's the weirdest thing. But then also, there was also somebody, a similar thing. There was somebody else here in town.
Wait, I don't remember this one. Say it.
And remember that you triggered this emotion in him.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Oh my God. But that was, okay.
That's a similar personality though, to like let a girl like get you to that place. Like,
you know, okay, so.
Is that like mommy issues when guys act like that?
Okay, so let me explain this story. And then I don't know. Okay, so this other guy that I dated in Nashville a few years ago, he told me I was degrading. So we had gone out and then we went back to his house and he told me I was degrading. And I was like, degrading? I was like, no one in my life has ever said that to me. Like, am I sassy? Sure. But like, degrading? I've never, ever
because
been accused
being,
of
like,
that.
Because playful with him?
Because I was being playful with him and
that's a guy
calling who, him out for yeah. shit. But if you're insecure, you can't handle that.
Exactly.
You don't, guy, insecure guys do not like me, right? But he snapped on me. Same thing. I remember sitting in his kitchen and I was like, whoa, I just have to like fucking calm him down right now. Cause I'm actually, again, like kind of scared.
What did you say? Like, how did
oh
you?
Oh my God. Well, you know what happened? So I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I literally, that's not, I'm never my intention. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then wait, what did I say? And then I was like, fuck it. And I said,
you couldn't hold back.
I said, do you think this has anything to do with your insecurity? Or
good for you though, yeah, by the way.
Fuck this guy. And then I got the fuck out of there. But like, yeah, these guys, man. That when you sense like some anger issues, that kind of like when they can snap on you, you got to get the fuck out of there.
That's so scary.
It really is kind of scary. And this, by the way, this guy is he's well known. He, you know,
very well known.
Very well known.
Yeah.
You got to be, these guys are, so that's why I appreciate Montana.
Okay. Yeah. So he can let you.
Stories like this.
We are so
the
crazy.
The shit I've been through.
Also, we're like all over the place. We were just on Montana on Broadway a few minutes ago. And then we just went through two other guys. Like a
Oh my God. Wait.
So you were wearing his boots walking through Broadway?
He had on Nikes. I was wearing, we were leaving the bar. But yeah, I was wearing his Nikes.
Did you go to a lesbian bar?
That's cute. Lipstick lounge.
You got your Nikes on?
Yeah, my Nikes and my leather pants. But I just thought that was like so fucking, he's literally walking. We're trying to get a car, an Uber out of there. And he was walking around in his socks. I'm like holding my heels, wearing his big ass Nikes.
I just think it's funny that you were on Broadway. Like
in huge Nikes. Yeah, like train wreck.
So I was saying to you, like this being somebody who is so different for you, like this is a totally different guy situation, whatever. I was asking you earlier, I'm like, is there anything that kind of stands out to you that you're kind of like unsure about, you know, because it is so different.
Yeah.
And you told me that there's really not, like, it just feels so natural and comfortable.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes that in itself can be a little bit scary. Like, why does this feel like so like chill? Like, does that freak you out at all?
No, I think because I've had so many
shitty experiences.
Yeah, I've had a lot of shitty experiences. I also, like, before I met Montana, like, I knew exactly what I wanted. Like, obviously the age thing, that, you know, wasn't what I was manifesting, but he is everything that I've been wanting. And yeah, it's still.
Say what that is. Speak up, girl. Don't hold back now. I want to hear about it again.
All right.
Like, what are the things that are really important to you right now? Because I think that it's interesting when it changes for people.
Okay. So what's really important to me is, well, I've always said someone who takes accountability, right, for their actions, their whatever's going on. But someone who's just like really supportive and like lets me be me and doesn't want to like steal my shine. And he's quite literally said to me, like, I don't want anything to be about me. Like, I want it to be about you.
And it's real. Like, I could see it. It is. When we were together.
And no other guy has done that. Every other guy has tried to diminish my light and push me down because everything else in my life has been a threat to them. So again, it goes back to like that real confidence. He's manly. Obviously, he's so fucking hot and I'm like so attracted to him, but he's like really manly too.
He has that real, like, yeah. You really could see him working on a tractor, mm-hmm. You know, and then he looks like that. But it's like, you know how some guys will do that thing? Like, yeah, bro, like, oh yeah, I'll lift that thing up. And it just seems so forced, yes. And fake where I'm like, nobody does that anymore. Nobody talks like,
yeah.
That. Like, people don't try to make their voices lower or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he's very like masculine and like, I don't know, there's something so confident about him,
yeah.
And it's real. And it sounds so stupid saying that out loud, but when you see it in person, it really stands out to you when something feels really authentic. I just feel like I've been around so many guys lately who do that whole thing, like, yeah, bro, like trying to,
yeah.
Like they try to be that masculine,
yes.
Thing and they're so not. And then like talking from other, like, oh, you're actually really insecure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like they start saying things. Like, he's just a solid, really good guy, easy to be around.
Exactly. He's a really good guy. I think we're a good balance because he's very calm, very grounding. And he's sweet to me. Like, he's just so sweet to me. He's so fucking sweet to my kids, you know? Like, all of those things are really important to me.
I think, too, like, for you, I think you haven't had, like, a buddy in a while. Like, he's, like, a friend.
Yeah,
like,
we have fun together.
Yeah, it's, like, it's fun. It feels, like, natural. Like,
yeah.
And I don't think you've had that for a while.
And it's really supportive, like, on both ends. I think, like, we both really support each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I'm not actively thinking about it, but it's definitely like in the back of my mind is, you know, he wants to have a kid. Are you choking?
Sorry.
Glad
I take a sip of water on that point. God,
yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm mulling it over.
I see you have another kid. And my goodness, could you imagine that baby?
That's why I might have to do it.
Kristen, that would be our retirement. That baby would be famous. That baby would be
modeling.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You know, it's interesting. I've been actually talking to my kids too. Like, you know, what do you guys think about that? All of my kids are like, yes, do it. And I think, because my biggest thing is like Sailor, my youngest is 8, right? Like the thought of going back and starting all over again is like, that's a lot, man. But my kids are old enough now where they could help. That would be nice. I think.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I think like if he ends up really being the one, that wouldn't. Like, I would have a kid.
Are you for real thinking about this?
Yeah, I have to. I mean,
wow,
yes.
Like, I love it.
I think it's become pretty serious, this relationship, I would say.
Does he know? Just kidding. He very much knows.
He has no idea we're even dating. Can you imagine? That hard launch, I didn't even ask him about it. I just threw up that picture. He's like, wait, what?
That is so wild that you're bringing that up, though.
I know.
And that just makes me think even more that it's like, yeah, you feel something feels good. And like you're open to the conversation and you know that it could be a possibility if this goes somewhere.
If it's going to last, I would have to have a kid.
You're so good at making babies.
I'm good at making babies. Figure, why stop now?
You're a good baby maker. Also, like, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Well, and I guess like if I had another one, obviously it would be my last. So I would really just take it all in and enjoy it. And I did that with Sailor because I, you know, thought she'd be my last. But I think it would be different now to like, I don't know, go back. Because like I had all three of mine so close together that like it was pure chaos. Like I blacked out for those years. Like I don't even remember it. Where now it would just be like, I would enjoy
it. I have no idea what it's like to have a baby, obviously. But that actually makes a lot of sense to me. Like when you're at a slower part in your life mm-hmm. and it's kind of like you could just really enjoy the whole process. You're not trying to manage 3 kids going on.
Yeah.
And then like the career stuff. Like
right. And I think he'd be so hands-on and would just like really help me a lot, which would be nice.
But I mean, that is a reality too. I mean, if you guys go the long run or the long haul, whatever, if you guys stay together, that's very much a reality.
Yeah, I'd have to have a kid. I wouldn't like want to. And by the way, I wouldn't want to like rob him of that. Like he should have kids in his life, you know?
So, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Listen, like it's literally been a couple months. But when you know, you know.
No, I love him so much. And my take on that night, you know, we were talking about the importance of like somebody coming into our life because we are so close. Yeah. We travel and stuff. And it was so much better than I had imagined. I, for whatever reason, I just had a good feeling about it.
Yeah.
Just because I saw how excited you were. And we've obviously been talking through this whole thing. And there were things like, I always am like afraid to seem annoying to you in this part of our friendship. Because when you were talking about it, I'm constantly saying like, Kristen, it makes sense. Like, yeah. I get it. And I don't want to try to take away from you telling the story, but like it really, as your friend, it really makes sense to me, like what you're saying and what you're experiencing. And I'm like, fuck yeah, Kristen, just enjoy it. Like, go with it. Like, this is what it can and should feel like at times when you're just like, when things make sense or whatever.
Yeah.
And then seeing you guys together, it's really freaking cute. Like, it's just, it makes so much sense. Like, it felt so natural. And normal.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped. I mean,
Can you like go back to like the Crosby Hotel in New York in December when I was like, should I just fucking DM him? You're like, fuck it. Let's just do it to where we are now. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, it is. But everything in your life is wild. That actually feels like the most tame thing. Anything that we've dealt with, that feels pretty tame. Boring. But no, it is
like, because you like just. Sending that DM, having no idea what it was going to turn into.
Well, and we were all being like so playful and funny that night. Like never in a million years did I think that you'd be dating a Montana boy. Like, no, I didn't think it was going to be real.
Because of the Z?
Yeah, the Z threw me off. When I found out it was a Z.
She never actually dated.
But no, that part is interesting because we were being so funny that night and like whatever. But I'm telling you, that's sometimes what happens when it's the one that you're like, oh, whatever. This is just going to be like a funny flirt or whatever.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, why does this feel really normal? Yeah. And why is this one making a lot of sense?
Yeah. Well, especially because I was like, I'm never dating again. That's it. And then here we are. I'm in a fucking relationship.
Well, I love that for you.
I do too. I'm happy. So if you're still hating on it, you can go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. What else? We love Montana.
We really do love him. And I'm so excited for you. I'm like so happy about
Thanks.
It. I think it's so interesting too that like you, I mean, this is who you are. You've always shared everything. But like, even as I'm sitting here and we're talking about it, I'm like, it's so funny to me that you're sharing this with your audience. But I also think it's like so beautiful because people have grown up with you.
Yeah.
People have been in situations like this. For whatever reason, your love life is really interesting to people who have grown up with you. And I mean, I think it's because everyone feels like they are your friend. Yeah. They know you. You know, you've shared so much. So this only makes sense that you kind of talk about these things or whatever.
Well, and I hope, honestly, like if I can inspire any woman to just not settle and do what you ultimately want to do, because if I was thinking about what people's perceptions were, I wouldn't be dating him, right? You have to like literally live your life for you and not care what anyone else thinks, I think is ultimately what it is too. So if me sharing my story can help one woman or man, then that makes me happy.
Work, Oprah. Love it, girl. Words of wisdom.
Yes. All right, I love you guys.
Bye, you guys.
We'll see you next week. Bye, guys.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.